Romney's campaign staff told the Davenport crowd again and again, get really excited.
Just a few minutes before the governor gets here, so we need that enthusiasm. We need those flags. We need those Romney signs waving when he arrives.
They didn't need to worry. When the Romney bus rolled up and the news cameras went live, the crowd did their job.
Thank you so much. It's been so much fun to go across the country and to be with Ann, and what a privilege it is, what a blessing it is to have family. Yeah, you can sit down. I'm going to go on for about an hour and a half. You know.
For Romney, that's actually a pretty good joke. And for the candidate who seemed stiff or removed from average Americans, this is a slightly looser style, if not a different message.
This president has amassed as much public debt almost as all prior presidents combined. How about taking that money, borrowing that money, and putting it on the backs of the coming generation? Does that give our kids a fair shot?
This bus tour is also the unofficial Romney victory lap. Now that he's essentially sewn up the nomination, he's rolling from rally to rally in New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Iowa, and he knows what those crowds want to hear. The first part of his speech is all anti-Obama. The second part is where he starts to get to his own ideas.
Let me tell you, I'm going to get us back to work again. Right off the top of my list here, I want to take advantage of our energy resources in this country. We're going to actually mine our coal and use our coal. We're going to use our natural gas. We're going to use our oil and drill for oil.
But this tour is less about specifics than it is about rallying the base. In Iowa, evangelical voters have been hesitant, at best, to get behind Romney in a big way. And the state's GOP just wrapped up a convention with lots of fireworks over Ron Paul, but not so much for Romney. So these events are aimed at the Republican core. Smaller, mostly blue-collar towns with largely white populations. And there were plenty of factory workers and retirees at the Davenport event. But amid this sea of gray hair and sun visors was 18-year-old Max Holm, who drove all the way from LaSalle, Illinois.
Well, I've got two Romney pins on, two stickers, my Romney t-shirt. I've got some more pins in my bag and then more in the car.
You are pumped up.
I am so excited.
His best friend, Allie Brayboy of Dalzell, Illinois, supports President Obama. But they managed to keep the peace with some good lessons for everyone living in a contentious swing state these next few months.
I mean, we disagree, but we leave it where it's at, you know? We don't let it tear us apart or anything like that.
So if you've made it this far for a Romney rally, is he going to have to come to an Obama rally the next time Obama's in Iowa?
I'll ask him if he'll go with me.
Sure.
Might be a cold day before I went there, but I'd consider it.
Romney wraps up his bus tour in Michigan. Like all the other stops he's made these last few days, that's a state that President Obama carried in 2008. But Romney is hopeful that a unified party, and a revved up one, can help put at least a few of those critical states in his column come November. In Davenport, I'm Kate Wells, Iowa Public Radio News.